how they won. It is a well-known truth among linguists that the grammatical mistakes of one era often have a way of being proved perfectly correct by the next. In a new book, linguistics scholar Dennis Barron argues that the tide has turned for the most controversial pronoun around, the singular they. For centuries, pundits have observed that English is missing a gender-neutral third-person pronoun that could be used in place of he or she when gender is unknown or irrelevant. People have tried to fill this gap with many words that didn't fit, like generic he, which isn't actually generic, and hundreds of made-up pronouns like von, a combination of that and one that never took off. The answer, Barron explains, in What's Your Pronoun, beyond he and she, has always been the singular they. Though grammarians may insist that it be used only as a plural, the masses regularly use it in a singular way, as in, did they leave a message? In recent years, it's gained ground, thanks to the LGBTQ community, which has embraced it as a way to refer to non-binary people who identify as neither men nor women. And that helped inspire influential authorities, like copy editors, to put down their red pens.